You might be tempted to call Hari Kondabolu a political comic or an activist comic, but he'd prefer you'd actually call him a mainstream American comic. That's the title of his new comedy album. And earlier today, he sat down with VPR's Annie Russell.
So your latest album is called Mainstream American Comic. What does that mean? What is that a reference to?
I get called like an Indian American comic or a political comic or an activist comic, and there's all these labels. And it always frustrated me because, you know, to me, I'm just doing comedy. I don't understand the point of all that. And also the things I talk about, whether it's my experience as a South Asian American, whether it's my experience as a former immigrant rights organizer, whether it's my feelings about the way the world should be. I mean, those aren't like niche things. And also, I like the idea of someone Googling mainstream America or mainstream American and my face shows up. So some of it's really just pure ego. Like, there's really no artistic purpose other than I want people to see my face more.
You talk on this album about the experience of being a person of color in mostly white spaces. You're performing in Burlington this weekend,
yeah.
Which is not a secret. Vermont is among the whitest states in the U.S. When you are calling that out in a room of an entirely white audience, how is that received? How do people feel?
I mean, I think it varies. I mean, sometimes it gets tight really quickly. Sometimes, you know, people are down because maybe we share the same points of view or they've done the required reading. And sometimes it's interesting because, you know, the folks who do get it, and especially the people of color who get those experiences, it almost feels like a proxy war, if that makes any sense. Like, people of color are laughing just a little bit harder and the white people are watching it happen. And I find that fascinating. Like, don't you see? This is our experience. Look at it.
When you do talk about race, do you think that there are some white people that feel uncomfortable with that?
Yeah, I think there's some white people that are uncomfortable with me using the phrase white people. I think that a lot of white people aren't used to being named. Like, a lot of us, like, I don't just get described as a person. I got to get described as an Indian person, you know? Like, there's always something that comes before it, a descriptor. Just that alone, I think, ticks some people off. And I think there are some folks who want a discussion of race, but a safe discussion of race. Being colorblind, you know, we should have equality. I'm less interested in some of that stuff. That's all fine, but that's the 101. I want to get to the master's level. Let's actually do the work. What does real change look like? What does revolution look like? How do we actually stand together to create change? Will you be with me? And if you don't see race, you don't see racism. And then what use are you to me? I mean, these are the things I want to get into.
You do mention Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders on the album. And I want to play a clip from one joke where you question Sanders' political views as they relate to his wardrobe.
For a socialist, Bernie Sanders sure has a lot of suits. What kind of socialist has the whole fall collection from the men's warehouse? I'm friends with socialists. They have like one suit maybe, you know, for weddings and like arraignments. Like, that's all. That's all you really need.
So I love that joke for a number of reasons. First of all, it's playing with the stereotypes that we have of what a socialist looks like. The other thing I love about that joke is that you're talking about a political candidate's wardrobe and it's a man.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's intentional. I feel like some of the criticism that Hillary gets, what if we put it on Bernie? So that's certainly the reason why I did that. And also, I mean, you have to poke a little bit at every candidate. And I didn't want to just poke at the right. That's easy.
What reaction, if any, do you get from Bernie Sanders supporters who come to see you perform?
A lot of wooing when I mentioned Bernie Sanders before the primary. Certainly there were people chanting and stuff, which I would then tell them, you know, there's a better system called voting. Now that he's not going to be the president, we know that for sure. Are we still going to fight for the things he talked about? Or was this just sports to people? That's not how this works if you really believe in the things he was talking about. This is past the slogans. This is past feel the burn. This is about change and what does change look like.
You're no stranger to public radio. You've been a guest on a number of programs over the years. You even mention NPR on stage.
Yeah.
What to you is funny about public radio and maybe the people who listen to it?
Sure. I think what I love about public radio is the politeness of it. the, like, even when I get hate mail, it's still fairly, like, it's not like a death threat. It's still fairly polite and clear. And I love, like, the moments where there are tension, but you can't show too much tension. You have to be even-handed. The voices, the fact that, like, I don't know who the host is because everyone has the same voice. I mean, all of it, it's just so funny to me, the culture of it. And I love it. It's not like I don't love it, but it's such a particular world. Like, yeah, this is part of this absurd world that I've become a part of. So, yeah, that's all part of it.
Hari Kondabolu is performing tonight and tomorrow at Vermont Comedy Club. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Annie.